A Chance for Peace? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Afghanistan's people have long suffered under civil war, so could new talks finally bring an end to the violence? That story is coming up. Plus, an airline has started flying between Haiti and the U.S. Learn why that's good news for ministries. But we'll begin today in southern Afghanistan, where skirmishes that began Sunday continue today, forcing an estimated 35,000 people to flee. Locals tell the Washington Post that the fighting could derail historic peace talks between the Taliban and Afghan leaders. Pray with us that it doesn't. Panayotis Keenan of Sat7 Pars calls the discussion critical.
For the first time in nearly 19 years, Afghan government and Taliban leaders are now meeting to discuss and negotiate the future of the country, to resolve their differences without violence. These are very, very, very important talks, and we do pray that they will end in peace.
Sat7 Pars broadcasts the hope of Jesus to Persian speakers in Afghanistan, Iran, and Tajikistan.
Afghanistan is very difficult to reach out to, especially with the word of God. For the past 40 years, people in Afghanistan have been experiencing war and violence, and this has naturally had consequences on Afghan society.
Here's how you can help.
Now, first of all, we pray that God will guide these talks. Second, that women's rights will continue to be upheld. They have fought hard for these rights and are a vital and valuable part of Afghan society. Thirdly, we can pray for Afghanistan's future. Pray for the children of this.
Next, millions of people around the world suffer under slavery, and AMG International works to help those caught up in this evil net. Tasos Ioannidis says this problem is particularly bad in Greece.
Because Greece is at the crossroads between Asia and Europe and Africa, so you have a lot of people who are transported into Europe, particularly for prostitution, and they include ladies that come from Asia, from Eastern Europe, from Africa, and they are enticed to come to Greece with the promise of work.
The most effective way to combat trafficking? Stop it before it happens.
The best way to do that is come alongside the parents, provide the children with an education, train the parents, support the parents, support the whole community, come alongside the local churches in those areas.
When slavery has already happened, things get a lot more difficult.
First of all, it's hard to rescue them in the first place because the people who are trafficking them see that as a loss of revenue for them.
As AMG ministers to these women, pray that many would see their care and be drawn to Christ. And good news for people and ministries in Haiti, Spirit Airlines has resumed their flight service to Cap Haitien. That makes Spirit Airlines the only company running nonstop flights between northern Haiti and the U.S. Eva DeHardit for Haiti with Love says American Airlines used to conduct flights through Cap Haitien, but things got tough for the ministry when they stopped.
That made it impossible to have an easy way to get from Cap Haitien back to the United States without doing an overnight in Port-au-Prince. It left you trying to make connections with local small planes to get down to Port-au-Prince and then finding some place to stay overnight and then catching American or one of the big ones to come back out. It made it virtually impossible to take a team down.
Now, getting mission teams to northern Haiti should be easier. For Haiti with Love relies on mission teams for projects like building pilgrim houses for families in need. If your church is looking for a missions opportunity, consider partnering with For Haiti with Love.
It is a bold witness in the area where God is building the home, where he's providing future security for an entire family.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020's been a rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.